Okay, we're doing Chovat HaTalmidim. We're up to page 4 on the PDF edition, and we had seen last time that the Chovat HaTalmidim had said that a person has to know that even if within his yeshiva the students seem to be with it, learning Torah, he has to look beyond the walls of the yeshiva. And now he's continuing. The paragraph begins, V'ha'im, and he says, V'ha'im gam b'talmidei yeshivateinu kvar betuchim anu? And are we really so certain when it comes to the students of our yeshivot, of our academies? V'im b'im kvar asinu et asher aleinu la'asot? Have we really fulfilled our obligations towards those students? Hein emet she'atalmidim shekvar hagiu lekitot hagvot. It's true that the students that have already reached the higher classes, u'bifrat otam shekvar hagiu lo'ran, especially those that are already teachers themselves, v'et kreisam mil'u b'torah v'avodah, and they filled their stomachs with Torah and learning the service of Hashem. Bahem kvar b'tuchim anu yoter. Them, we have more faith in them, be'ezrat Hashem. She'isharu be'echal kodsho. And then we could have more faith that they'll remain in God's holy home. Ve'avodat ha'kodesh. And they'll remain in God's holy service. Aval ha'im kulam yagiu l'kitot ha'gvot. But can we be so confident that all our students will make it to the higher grades? כמה מן התלמידים אשר בכיתות הנמוכות, how many students are there in the lower grades? אי אפשר להם להמשיך את לימודיהם הלאה, that cannot continue their studies further, ויוצאים ברצון או באונס, and they leave either willingly or forcibly, because they have no choice, למסחר, to do business, או למנחה, or some other work. כמו שאמר המדרש, like the Medrash teaches us, אלף נכנסים לתלמוד, 1,000 students come in to learn Talmud, יוצא אחד מהם לא ראה. One is going to make it out to be a teacher himself, to be a posek, to be a guide to the Jewish people. ובמנו פתוחים שלמחורת בעוזבם את הישיבה. And in what do we have such confidence that tomorrow morning when they leave the yeshiva, או לאחר זמן קצר, or if not tomorrow morning after a short while, לא יתפקרו. They won't become apostates themselves. What are we so confident? ולא יחללו את השבת חס ושלום. And how are we so confident that they themselves, even though they've learned in our yeshivas, after they leave, how can we be so confident that they won't desecrate the Shabbos, God forbid? כאשר עינינו בעווננו כבר ראו, as our eyes in our own sins have merited to see that students do sometimes leave and end up that way. ולמה זה? So why, says the Chovat HaTalmidim, לא נתקס עיצה, why don't we make a plan גם להם, for those students as well who don't make it to the higher grades, בעודם אצלנו, whilst they're still within our academies. הלא כל הנוער אשר מתפקר, all the youth that does leave the faith, בידינו נמצא בנערותו. When they're young, they're still with us. ובחדרנו נתגדל, and they grow in our rooms, ולמה זה נעזבהו? So why should we leave them? מבלי קשור אותו ואת נפשו, without bonding them and their soul אל השם ולתורתו, תהשם and תהשם's Torah, בילדותו, when they're still young. ויתקיים גם עד זקנתו. And if we do that, then that bond will remain till they become old as well. So he's saying, what we're going to discuss, or what we've been discussing, the importance of bonding the child with the Torah and Hashem's service, and making a bond that will last him through sagacity, a bond that will last him as he ages as well, that's not only relevant to the people outside the yeshivas, that's relevant to the people inside the academies as well, because not everyone continues within the academy to be a teacher and to grow over there. There are students that have to leave and figure out how they're going to feed their families, etc. And we have to educate in a way that those students as well will remain bonded to Hashem and to Hashem's Torah.